All right, Jalik Swole. Not a bad top 10. A quiet top 10, I thought, right? Like, I was watching all the shit going on, and then I'm like, oh, they're Swole. I think I noticed you when they danced to get you or something, and I was like, oh. So
We were battling the whole main.
What'd you think?
Oh, I mean, that track. Dude, fuck.
You and everyone else, man.
I mean, it's one thing, too. Like, a lot of these people who, like, watch on TV, you don't see it. Like, yeah. I was watching that 450 main, and it seemed like a normal track. Like, you don't see the ruts. You don't see anything. But, dude, it was like a war scene out there. It was the gnarliest track I've ridden by far, and the gnarliest Daytona I've seen. I think that rain literally just...
Yeah.
It was crazy. Some of those rhythms, like... The lights aren't that good here, so everything's shaded, and then the ruts are super deep, and you don't know what's catching foot peg, what's not, and, like, you just have to be smart kind of to survive.
Yeah.
Quiet night for me. Was in sixth or fifth, somewhere around there. I think I was in sixth, and, freaking kind of got sketchy in one of those ruts and went off the track and lost a couple positions, and, made a couple positions back and was seventh.
Did you either hurt yourself or you have a bike problem at the end of your heat?
No.
Like you singled the triple and then
Yes. Okay. I was super tight in the beginning of that race. Got passed a few times.
Yeah.
And then when I finally started finding my mojo, I was catching Pierce and Hymus back. And I had a pretty big moment in that, the big rhythm. Yeah. The big rhythm. Got super sketchy winning the hay bales again. And that was...
Okay. And then you're like, hey, man, let's just bring this thing home.
Yeah, exactly. And, dude, the whoops, like, they looked fresh and clean, and then you hit him, and you just sunk. It was the gnarliest thing I think I've ever had to experience. So I'm just happy to walk away, especially with the weekend I had last weekend.
Yeah, you look at last weekend, you'll take a top 10, right?
Yeah,
I didn't think I was going to be able to race this weekend.
Yep.
So to just show up, grit it out, and get what I got, honestly, I'll take it. I feel like the class, we're all so close, and everybody's fighting – like on that fine line, you know, to get the spots. There'll be a lot of mistakes, and I think I'll be able to capitalize, and I just need the starts to get up there and start, you know, mixing it up.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Yeah, thanks.
Cool.